Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Need Not Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Get Good With Money, 10 Simple Steps to Becoming Financially Whole, Tiffany, the budgetista Alice, offers a comprehensive, pragmatic approach to managing personal finances and achieving financial wholeness. More than just a guide to budgeting, this book is a lifeline for anyone looking to transform their financial situation and live a life free of financial stress. Through relatable anecdotes and actionable advice, Alice breaks down the complex world of finance into manageable steps. Whether you're drowning in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, or simply seeking a smarter way to manage your money, Get Good With Money provides the tools and insights you need to chart a path towards financial freedom and security. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding financial wholeness, as Tiffany Alice describes, is not about having a large bank balance or a flawless credit score. Instead, it's about achieving a well-rounded financial health that encompasses every aspect of your monetary life. Alice introduces readers to the concept of financial wholeness by outlining key components such as saving, budgeting, debt elimination, and investing, explaining how they interconnect to support financial security. She stresses the importance of a holistic approach, where success in one area strengthens others, thereby laying a solid foundation for achieving and maintaining financial health. She also demystifies financial terminology and concepts, making the path to financial wholeness accessible to everyone, regardless of their starting point. Secondly, creating a heartfelt budget. One of the pivotal steps Tiffany Alice emphasizes is creating a heartfelt budget. This isn't just about tracking expenses or cutting costs. It's about aligning your spending with your values and goals. Alice guides readers through the process of identifying what truly matters to them and then crafting a budget that reflects these priorities. By focusing on value-driven spending, individuals can find a sense of fulfillment in their financial decisions, turning the budgeting process from a restrictive exercise into a liberating one. This approach ensures that every dollar spent is contributing to personal joy and financial goals, fostering a healthier relationship with money. Thirdly, the road to debt freedom. Debt can feel like a heavy chain for many, but Alice provides a clear, achievable plan for breaking free. She starts by helping readers understand different types of debt and their impacts on financial health. Then, she offers strategies for prioritizing debt repayment, including the snowball and avalanche methods, tailored to different financial situations and priorities. Alice doesn't just focus on the mechanics of paying down debt. She also addresses the emotional and psychological barriers that hinder debt elimination. Through her guidance, readers learn how to create a realistic motivational plan to achieve debt freedom, transforming what often feels like an insurmountable challenge into an attainable goal. Fourthly, investing in your future. Investing can be intimidating for many, but Alice demystifies it, presenting it as an essential component of financial wholeness. She covers the basics of investing, including the importance of starting early, understanding risk tolerance, and diversifying investments. Alice emphasizes the accessibility of investing, debunking the myth that it's only for the wealthy. She introduces readers to various investment vehicles, from retirement accounts to stocks and bonds, and explains how to incorporate investing into a financial plan. By the end of this section, readers are equipped with the knowledge to make informed investment choices that align with their long-term financial goals. Lastly, protecting your money. Financial wholeness isn't just about growing wealth, it's also about protecting it. Alice highlights the importance of insurance, wills, and emergency funds in safeguarding one's financial future. She explains the types of insurance everyone should consider, the basics of estate planning, and how to build an emergency fund that can withstand life's unexpected events. By providing straightforward advice and actionable steps, Alice helps readers understand how these protective measures are integral to achieving financial wholeness. This section underscores the significance of being prepared for the unexpected, ensuring that one's financial well-being is preserved through life's ups and downs. In conclusion, Get Good With Money is an essential read not only for those struggling with their finances, but also for anyone seeking to improve their financial literacy and wellness. Whether you're a young adult just starting out, a mid-career professional aiming to secure your financial future, or someone nearing retirement, Tiffany Alicia's 10 Simple Steps can guide you towards financial wholeness. By emphasizing practical, actionable advice tailored to a diverse range of financial situations, Alicia demonstrates that financial freedom and security are achievable goals. Reading this book can benefit your life by providing the knowledge and tools needed to make informed, empowered financial decisions, ultimately leading to a life of greater freedom, security, and peace of mind. If you would like to support Tiffany, the Budgetnista Alice, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.